Among Cuban Americans, the question of how the U.S. should deal with the Castro regime has been rehashed so many times over the decades that some people even have a name for it. They call it El Tema, or the theme. It's a debate that's been taking place for over 50 years, not just in the headlines and between nations, but also within families.
Yo pienso que...
Abel Garcia runs a small barber shop out of his home in the colonial town of Trinidad, about a four-hour drive from Havana. He thinks that if there were no embargo and relations between Cuba and the United States were, in his words, more natural as God intended, many more Americans would visit Cuba, they'd make investments and improve the economy, and the quality of life for workers like himself would improve greatly. Garcia scrapes together a living between his main job giving people shaves and haircuts and selling his paintings on the side. Like many Cubans, he's optimistic that initial steps to forge a closer relationship between the two countries could mean the end of the embargo is on the horizon. It would end a long period of controversy and help to fix many of the political, social, and economic problems of Cuba, he says. It's something that should be done, both legally and logically. 1,300 miles away from his vantage point in Bergen County, New Jersey, Garcia's cousin, Adrian Rodriguez, sees things from a different perspective. He also supports normalizing relations with Cuba, but as a means of putting internal pressure on the Cuban government.
The U.S.'s embargo has simply given, it seems to me, an excuse for the regime, right? Something they can point to and say, this is really the root for the failure of this economy. If only the embargo weren't there, then things would be different. I'm not quite sure that's the case. I mean, I really think that the failure of the Cuban economy is because this very centralized command kind of planned economy simply doesn't work.
President Obama has called for an honest and serious debate about lifting the embargo, but that would require the approval of Congress, where the rhetoric is even more divided. New Jersey Senator Robert Menendez, himself the son of Cuban exiles, normally sides with Obama, but on this issue, he thinks the president has extended an olive branch without demanding enough in return.
The administration has the burden of proof here, of showing that they're going to be engaged in strong advocacy for human rights, for basic fundamental freedoms, for democracy. So far, I haven't seen it.
Rodriguez thinks many of New Jersey's 85,000 Cubans would likely side with Menendez in being suspicious about achieving a diplomatic approach while the Castros remain in power.
From the perspective of the Cuban exile community, you know, any move to remove the embargo would really be viewed as a form of kind of political betrayal by the U.S. government.
But while he thinks those who hold that viewpoint are still in the majority, their numbers are shrinking, with younger generations more open to dialogue. Cuban Americans are often viewed as speaking with a single voice, Rodriguez says, but many actually hold more nuanced positions. Everyone agrees they'd like to see more freedom and democracy in Cuba, but it's a question of how to get there. For WHYY, I'm Scott Gurian.